What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast. Oh yeah, it's time to put those headphones in and whip them Peters out, because we're here with your host, Pistol P Jr. and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, along with some other people. And I did not do this, Peter.
Oh yeah, no, that's okay. That was already ripped. We got Pistolita, and we got the Gui, a guy.
Gui?
The guy.
Gui.
Did we do a show? Yeah, we did do a show last week.
Yeah, we did. Super scuffed, almost lost it.
Yeah, it was touch and go there for a while. Let me see here. I gotta go back, because I got a lot of stories. Did we talk about we got a lot of stories. Let me see here. We talked about WrestleMania a little bit last week, because I watched the first night, mm-hmm. and I hadn't watched the second night.
Okay.
Because we did the show on Saturday, and we talked about it like right after I watched WrestleMania.
So you didn't see Cody Rhodes?
No, I did. I did watch it.
Did you see Snoop Dogg knocking out The Miz?
I did see Snoop Dogg knocking out The Miz.
You didn't?
I did.
Did you see how the guy ripped his, like...
Shane, yeah, he ripped his quad.
Yeah. And then the cameraman was all, punch him! Punch him!
Yeah.
Telling Snoop Dogg to punch him?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. The show must go on.
Oh, yeah, the show must go on, but...
Have you ever seen the footage of Vince McMahon ripping both his quads?
Oh, yeah. When he comes in, he just, like, sits there.
Yeah. So Vince McMahon, he's running down to the ring. They got this big ramp. Uh-huh. And he goes to dive into the ring like the wrestlers do, like you know, under the ropes. And as he goes to dive, he tears both of his quads.
What?
Yeah, both quads. Uh-huh. And like you see him, and like again, this is the owner of this company.
Yeah.
The show, like on live TV in the middle of the ring of a sold out arena.
Yeah.
And so he just kind of crawls over and like just gets himself to the corner, and like so he's like
exactly the way Peter's laying.
Yeah, like the way I'm laying, just in the corner, and he's like just yelling and continuing on with the bit. He's just going on, and it's just like, what the hell? Like, why is he laying there? And like, you don't know what happened in the moment. Yeah, they tore his quads. So that's what happened to his son Shane. He went in to do a running on them on the Miz. It was like Snoop, the Miz. I forgot what they were doing in the ring. They were just
because
they were the
WrestleMania one. I forgot who else comes out, but they were like Snoop Dogg wanted the Miz to get beat up.
Yeah.
Like that was the thing, and he's like, I got $1,000 suit. I can't fight. You fight. And Snoop Dogg's like, nah, I'm precious gold. Like, and then like, that was just pretty much the whole skit.
Okay, for both of them. And then, yeah, Shane comes running down and tears his quad. Mm-hmm. Did he make it to the ring?
Yeah, he made it to the ring. He was just dancing around The Miz, and they started doing like the rope thing, and then all of a sudden...
He just falls. Yeah,
he just falls, and Miz is like trying to get ready, like, to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah. And that's when Snoop comes in and hits him, and then...
You took out my dog?
He did the worst fucking people's elbow ever. So, like, you know, like, you ever seen you've seen the people's elbow?
That's the one when they wave their hand up in there?
No. The people's elbow is when he jumps off, like, it's a rock, and he, like...
Oh,
they're laying flat, and then he jumps over them, bounces off the ropes, jumps over them again, bounces off the ropes, and then comes back, kicks the leg, and drops the elbow, right? So Snoop, he, like, the way he runs and hits the ropes, and he, like... You've seen the way wrestlers hit the ropes. They hit it, and they spring back, and they hold...
Yeah.
Like, he goes back, and he hits the ropes all, like... Like he's his arms all like, and like he barely touches him, and then like he does like.
Is it Vince McMahon or
no? This is Snoop Dogg.
You gotta give it up to Snoop Dogg. He's not a wrestler, but
he stepped up. And yeah, he still killed it. But the way he did it, he barely touches the rope.
He just did it like old man.
Yeah, no, and then his run, it was just like an old man run. Mm-hmm. Like he was just like, you know, I mean, Snoop's what, like 60? How old is Snoop?
He's like 60, maybe almost 70.
Hey Google.
Maybe not.
How old is Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg is 51 years old.
He's 51.
That's the only reason you wanted to do the show in this room. And I know it.
No. Oh, but yeah, so he does this old man run, like this little shuffle, and then like he goes to do the elbow, and he kind of just like he doesn't commit to it, and like he kind of like you know, like you would drop an elbow on a kid.
Yeah.
Like that's how he did it. Uh-huh. Like the way you would do the like when you're playing wrestling with the kid, you would drop an elbow on the kid. That's what he did. But the Miz sold it like it was the hardest help. Like Miz just like ah. It was awesome. So this was the most profitable WrestleMania ever. The most successful WrestleMania ever. It had the largest audience. Mm-hmm. The highest record, doubling the previous record set last year.
I think it's starting to become cool again.
I think it is too. Yeah.
Yeah, wrestling's
starting to become cool again. Yeah, because it got so cheesy and like they didn't really know where it was going. And now it's like.
Yeah, there was a.
They're finding their way because of Logan Paul.
Yeah, I was about to say, you guys are going to hate me, but it's because of Logan Paul.
No, I Logan Paul is bringing a lot of light to it. But I feel like after the Attitude Era and they had the PG Era and John Cena, like in that kind of era, once that kind of went away. They didn't really have a direction. Because like they call it it's like the reality era. Everybody knows the truth about wrestling. Everyone knows how it happens, how it goes down.
Yeah.
Or at least they think they know. You know, there's there's a level of knowledge.
You know the gist.
Yeah. And so it's harder to put stories together. Like mm-hmm. think about it. like okay, how am I going to do this when they know what we're doing here?
Yeah.
And so it's hard to put that together, and I feel like now, like especially now, like with like, and then the fact that Logan Paul comes in and does such a good job,
yeah,
you know, like the Bad Bunny's huge in it. Like, I would say it's more Bad Bunny, uh-huh. and then Logan Paul also bringing it in as well.
I think it's also Rey Mysterio and his son.
That's such a great fucking story
because of like how it started. Like that's his son. That's everything, and now it's like we're enemies. Like, that's what I really like, the storyline.
Did I talk... Oh, no. Was that the second night? Or was that the first night? The Rey Mysterio.
First night.
That was... So, I think we did talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like...
Yeah.
Me and Gabe were talking about it. Like, the thing that pissed... I love the match. I thought... It started a little slow, but it was a great match. The thing that bothered me, though... So, it's this dramatic tale of a father who doesn't want to fight his son. His son has put him into a position that he doesn't want to be. Now I have to fight my own son.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And then the looks of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, like right there when Rey Mysterio's coming out.
Yeah, they had a mascot, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and dancing the whole fucking time. Wait, you gotta give it to
them. He had the luchador mask on still.
He did. Yeah, he had the luchador.
Yeah.
Dominic's entrance was fucking awesome.
I liked it.
And I feel like he needs to wear a mask. He looked badass in that mask.
Yeah, he did.
Because he has, just like Rey. Have you ever seen Rey Mysterio without a mask?
Yeah. He's mad ugly. No.
Yeah, no. But have you seen Rey Mysterio without a mask? Yeah, he looks like a child.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, even now. He looks like...
He looks like an elf. Like one of those cookie elves that, like, make your cookies on those... I don't remember.
Mm. Keebler?
Yeah, Keebler. He kind of looks like one of the Keebler elves.
Yeah.
But Mexican. I'm just kidding.
So he's like, play Fallout 4.
Like super baby-faced. Yeah.
It kind of reminds you of that. Like Rey Mysterio and his son. Kind of like you kind of, like, got to fight your son after, you know?
Someone was trying to say it's like Star Wars.
That's Rey Mysterio.
Was it you?
No.
And they're
That's a couple years ago. He's older now, but that's still like he looks like.
Oh, okay.
Show me Dom Mysterio.
Was that?
Let me see the picture.
Here, I'll show you Dominic.
Yeah, you pull up Dominic.
Dude, he's like a joke without the fucking mask.
Dude, he looks like a child.
Why do I picture Dominic with long hair? Does he have long hair?
He has a mullet now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He threw water on like his sister and shit.
Yeah,
that wasn't planned.
Yeah, no, yeah, you could tell that was more.
It was actually like legit.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's crazy. Because Rey Mysterio brought up in the after WrestleMania, brought up in the interview.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And man, once he threw water on my daughter, you know, that's it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that wasn't planned. I heard I guess he did an interview. And he told the interview, he was like, I saw my sister with the cup, and I was like, you dumbass. And then he, like, noticed that was barely any, so he just threw it at her.
So, this is what he looked like in the mask.
Doesn't
he look so much more, he looks more cool, badass in the mask.
Yeah, does it cooler.
And then with that fucking coat was so badass, too. With the fucking wings on the back and everything, I was like, that was like...
Oh, yeah, I did like his entrance.
Yeah, like that gear and I think it looked cool.
Maybe that's what they're gonna do. Maybe Rey Mysterio's gearing up to retire, and it's all leading up to.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, he's old now, so. But while we're on the subject of WWE and WrestleMania and all that, we just watched. We were watching the replay of the pay per view from last night, UFC. UFC, the company that owns UFC is a company called Endeavor. Uh-huh. Endeavor has just purchased the WWE.
What? Fucking weeb.
I thought Vince McMahon sold it to like some like Arabian.
That was the original story, but I guess that never went through.
Oh shit.
And so Endeavor, the company that owns UFC, bought WWE now.
And they're merging.
What? So how do you think that's going to be?
We're going to see like Adesanya versus what's his name? Versus and Rey then Mysterio. All of a sudden Undertaker and Rey Mysterio fighting each other.
You know what? At least Ronda Rousey's back in the UFC in some way.
In some way, yes.
You know what? Okay, did you watch the Ronda Rousey match on WrestleMania?
No, I did skip that one. I did
horrible.
Yeah.
Because, the girls come out, Ronda Rousey comes out with Shayna, and... Like, they made a big thing, like, oh, Ronda Rousey, whatever. And then they're fighting. Where's Ronda? She's not on the side of the, like, ring. Like, she's not. It's like, where's Ronda? And then all the girls are just fighting. All of a sudden, here comes Ronda Rousey. Boom. Armbar. Match is done.
Match is over. That's it. That's what they do with her.
And
now.
I was kind of like, why does she have to take the joy? Like, she took the joy out of UFC for me. And now she's got to do it for WWE.
Yeah.
Because she has to be such a horrible...
There's certain, like, normally... Horrible. So
she took the joy out of UFC for you because she lost. You looked up to her.
But also her being a poor sport.
She was a poor loser. She was a terrible loser. Yeah.
She ruined female UFC.
And then Amanda Nunes brought it back up. Oh, yeah, not Nunes really. Is sick. It's not really good enough.
The other women's match, I was looking forward to the match because like me and Jasmine both really enjoy Asuka. Did you watch that match?
I did. That was a good one.
I didn't like it.
It wasn't that good.
It wasn't good. Like I feel like the action itself was good, but there was too many.
I heard WWE is not really portraying a lot of their like wrestlers good enough right now. Like even Asuka, I think she posted on like Instagram or something. She's like, I didn't like the way it turned out. She's like, I think I might just move back to Japan because they're not.
But see, no, to me it wasn't like there was certain things. Like I don't think I like Bianca Belair.
I don't like her either.
I don't
like her gimmick.
I think her gimmick's all right. I think her skills to where she's at isn't. She's not ready
it's
to
not
be
matching
where she's
it.
At. So like there
WWE,
was.
Though.
Yeah, there was so many times, like, so... I have to stand up for this, god damn it.
Stand on your bed.
He's gonna break it.
There was a time when, like, Asuka and Bianca, they locked up. And then, like, Bianca threw Asuka. And then she's gonna go clothesline her. She's gonna do something. But you see, like, the way she does her steps. She messed up somehow, so then she goes... Like, she, like, stutter steps to, like... And
yeah,
like so, yeah, so it threw off her whole, and then like Asuka's already at her now, so that was like, oh, now it's an awkward grab, and it just makes it look so like, oh, we rehearsed this, but I fucked up my steps,
yeah, kind of
thing.
Do
like,
you even think they rehearsed it?
I doubt it. I think the women wrestlers, I think some of them do. I think that one was rehearsed.
Because they're, I don't know. Never mind.
It was just a weird like, and there was a lot of awkward moments like that during that match. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like this is a championship title fight. This is like
they're getting sloppy
on WrestleMania, and it was sloppy as hell. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel Ronda is too.
Ronda's sloppy. Like she's not a very good wrestler.
Yeah, I agree.
Like she's judo.
Let me see here. What else do we got? But yeah, I mean, I don't think much is gonna change. I feel like the UFC is going to benefit more than WWE is going to benefit from this. I feel like, because look at WWE's production value compared to UFC's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to go full on WWE, but I feel like their production value is going to go up.
Maybe, yeah. You think they're going to try making, they might try to formulate some stories between fighters?
Yeah, I mean, because they've been kind of sampling that they've been like their biggest thing that they do when they get the stories is like when they do the Ultimate Fighters, it's the two coaches fighting against each other after and they put out look at the drama that happened during the show,
right?
Look at everything that happened.
Well,
look
that's
at
what happened with Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate.
Yeah.
And then who else?
They do it with everyone.
That was a sick one.
Yeah.
Rampage Jackson.
Yep, yeah. When he kicked the door down and all that shit. Yeah, but they like so they use that drama to build like, look, this is gonna be an ultimate fucking fight because these two guys can't stand each other because they were competitors on this show.
Yeah,
and so I feel like it's gonna add another level to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why they do the matches and then a rematch after to build that up as well.
Yeah, and then like on top of that, like I feel like WWE, like now you're gonna start seeing the UFC fighters at WWE events and vice versa.
Yeah.
So like Adesanya, he came out to the Undertaker's music with the urn and the hat. Mm-hmm. Who was he fighting? Do you remember? Fuck, I can't remember who he was fighting. But Vince, Triple H, and Stephanie were in the audience. Mm. And so because obviously the WWE has to give permission to use that music. So they were there in the audience. He came out with the lights, the urn, mm-hmm. the whole fucking thing. And it was awesome. So it was like, there was kind of already, like, let's be friends kind of thing. Now it's like, all right, well.
I wouldn't be mad to see, like, UFC, but, like, WWE style. Like, with the cool intro.
I would love.
The cool, like, storyline, but actual fighting. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a fixed fight.
Yeah.
It's still whatever the outcome of the fight is. Yeah, is what they go off of.
Well, one of the big things I feel like the UFC has done in the recent years with the Reebok deal and now with the Venom deal is, like, they've taken away the fighters' personalities.
Yeah, they did big time.
And I feel like I hope that this could change that. Because, like, look at boxing. Look at these guys, the way they come out. They come out, like,
with cool, like, their own gear. It shows, like, their personality into it. Yeah,
exactly. And, like, their own music. And if you notice in the UFC matches and the pay-per-views or on their shows, compared to, like, boxing, like in WWE, a wrestler's music hits and the crowd goes wild because they know that fucking song. Yeah, like, Cody they Rose know who's and- coming out. Yeah. Yeah, like when like Attitude Era, you hear that glass shatter, people fucking lose their mind because they know Stone Cold. And you know Stone Cold. Oh shit, Stone Cold. Or like you know, it's just and with the UFC, you notice that they come out with different music all the time, which okay, that's whatever. But like they don't like you can't hear it. Mm-hmm. Like it's very
and
like,
that's the only thing that they have control of now.
Yeah, is that
it's
music.
Only their music. Yeah, like and, they can't. Show like what they're because they used to wear some cool like gear,
yeah,
and now it's just like Reebok ruined UFC.
I feel like the Reebok deal
is it
so,
Venom now.
Now it's Venom, and the Venom gear looks better, but it's like, still who, like it's so plain.
One of the guys, the first medic guy, he got fired because he was talking shit on Reebok,
yeah. What's his name? They called him Cut,
I forgot his name,
Stitch. They called him Stitch,
they fired him because he was like,
yeah, he does boxing Reebok. Now, though, but yeah.
And Reebok is stupid.
Yeah, but I feel like...
Yeah, Reebok has always been, like, the lowest of the athletic, like...
Yeah, except for when the pump came out, but...
yeah, athletic clothing, it's like... What is it? It's, like, great value of, like...
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, I can't get Nike, so I'm gonna get these Reeboks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were on the court, you were wearing Reebok basketball shoes, you're getting clowned.
unless they're the pumps.
Yeah.
No, what was I gonna say? There was something. One of the arguments for the Reebok deal was like, oh, I don't want my fighters looking like NASCAR drivers with all the fucking sponsors.
Yeah, and stuff.
Look at the fucking Octagon. Yeah. I swear to God, look at the most recent one. That giant fucking monster. Because before it was just the M. All right, the Monster M. All right, that's okay. It's still huge. Now it was a giant fucking can.
But now you can pay to have your name on the Octagon.
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that up.
That's just crazy.
So did you see how much it is?
No, I didn't.
I sent it to you guys. I don't know if you actually clicked on the link.
No.
So at the next, the Henry Cejudo Aljo fight, you can pay to get your name in the Octagon. And you know that black bar that goes around? So your name's going to be engraved in that. And it's going to be, I guess it's supposed to be invisible, right? Uh-huh. For the low, low price of $1,000.
What a fucking steal, dude.
Right?
Fuck it.
Yeah, $1,000. So you're going to see the TRPS logo a couple times in that fucking Octagon.
Heck you know,
Because we're
kidding. It's like when you pay, it's like when you had to pay to show your face, like, oh, I'm look at you guys. I'm watching a baseball game at home.
Yeah,
that's literally what it is.
You know WWE was doing that for free, but the thing was you had to log in at a certain time.
Yeah, dude, I hate when I'm watching it and someone just picks up their head, like baby's head, like a poster, and I'm like, nobody cares about your ugly son.
Put that ugly baby away.
Literally.
Yeah.
Stone Cold, come kiss my baby.
He just suplexed it.
Stomping babies.
He's so, like, put a dick in that baby.
Then he pours the beer out for the American working man all over that baby.
And then, so going from UFC and wrestling to a specific wrestler or former wrestler, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh my God.
He's going to be fighting Luke Rockhold?
No. They should. That'd be awesome. he announced recently. So, okay.
Oh, Moana.
Yeah. So they're going to do a live action Moana. Mm-hmm. He's going to come back as Maui, live action
that
Moana.
That works. But he...
How do you think he's going to look with the hair?
That's going to be weird. Yeah.
To go from bald to full grown.
Yeah. He looks fine.
I think he'll be all right.
I think he'll just look like Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
How committed is The Rock to this role? Because Maui's got dad bod.
Yeah, Maui's got... Well, see, no, Maui was supposed to look like his grandfather, Peter Maivia. That's who it was based off of.
Of The Rock's
grandfather?
All right,
The Rock has to start looking like his grandfather, Peter Maivia.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Is he going to go... In depth and body change and change his
He's gonna go that far.
He's just gonna play Maui, but Rock version.
Yeah, it's the Rock version.
It's just gonna be the Rock, normal Rock, but he's Maui.
Yeah, they'll change his tattoos up, obviously. Yeah. They might even CGI him.
I think they should get someone else for Maui, like one of his cousins or something. I forgot his name. I feel like they.
Which one?
The blonde one. I think he's Rikishi's son.
Solo Sika? No, what's this? I forget. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I think he would be a good Maui. But who cares?
Who knows if he can act?
Yeah.
But to me, the thing is like, okay, so like the live action movies they've done so far, they've done Cinderella. They've done
Beauty and the Beast.
They've done Sleeping Beauty. Did I say Sleeping Beauty already?
They didn't do Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, it's... fucking Maleficent.
Oh, that's right.
Now Little Mermaid's coming out. They did Aladdin. And all of these movies are at least 20 years old.
Yeah.
But they're not doing justice for the live actions, though.
The only one that they did good was Beauty and the Beast. I hated Cinderella.
I hated Beauty and the Beast.
What? Beauty and the Beast is fucking... It's the same fucking thing.
I can't see Hermione.
I
think it was so good.
Literally done so many times.
Yeah.
You know which one was really good too, though? Cruella. Cruella was fucking amazing.
I haven't seen
Cruella.
That one.
Yeah. She looked like her, that's why.
Yeah, but then the whole, like, the way they did the story was fucking awesome. To me, I feel like this one is like The Rock's like, okay, well, fucking DC is fucking me.
Yeah, but Cruella's more of a DC. Its own story, right?
Yeah,
it's not like
it's not 101
Dalmatians.
Yeah, cause they did two live action 101 Dalmatians, and those are fucking literal dog shit.
Yeah, I think I remember watching it and I loved it, but it doesn't hold up.
As a kid, you would like it.
Yeah,
but yeah, so The Rock has announced that they're going to do live action Moana, which I mean, The Rock did. Yeah, I think Moana's an amazing fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock as Maui, he killed it. And so I'm excited to see him do it live action. There's no way he can rockify it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How's he gonna because The Rock plays The Rock in every movie.
He's gonna rockify it in a way.
I don't know how though.
Unless
he's gonna wear a brown fucking shirt.
If you think that now, but he's gonna have his symbol.
Yeah. Something.
For 101 Dalmatians, was there a TV show? Or something. There was some show with dogs, and they'd say, and like the beginning song was like zippity doo da zippity day, my oh my, what a wonderful day.
That's from the Song of the South, though.
Yeah, but so the beginning of the song was that, the beginning of the show was that the song, and it'd be like the dogs going around, and it'd be like a big feeder, a wall of feeders, and they'd go and feed the dogs.
I don't know that. Sounds familiar.
It'd be like some like weird lady just like.
You know what?
I don't think... Maybe it wasn't 101 Dalmatians, but it was like a dog thing.
I'll look that up. Really quick, though. Okay, so now... I got one other thing. It's another remake or another reboot, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter series is officially in development with Hobo Max.
Like...
Is it with the same cast?
I don't know yet. It doesn't seem like it because...
Is it a continuation or is it just the movies?
I heard it's supposed to be the movies redone, no?
Yeah,
redone
so season one...
In season one?
Well, no, it's not going to be the movies redone.
Oh, really?
It's going to be the books. Season one is book one.
Is it going to be strictly
off the books? It's what the movies
It's what the movies were, yeah. But it's supposed to be more like...
True to the book. Story, which is probably more likely for them to be able to do because... Because
they're doing it in a series instead of a movie.
Assuming a season is 10 episodes, each one's an hour long.
Yeah.
You know, that's like 5 times longer than that first Sorcerer's Stone movie. You know.
Yeah. So. Have you ever read the books? No.
I've read the first three. I read first two and I didn't read three, and I read four right before the movie came out.
Okay.
So,
like, the characters are a lot different in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's a poltergeist that lives in Hogwarts that fucks with them constantly, and he's not in the movies at fucking all. Mm-hmm. He's in the game.
They're fucking annoying, dude.
Yeah. Peeves. Hermione is a completely different character. Hermione, like, she's brilliant, but she's also, like, kind of evil. But at the same, like, to the point where, like she's so, like it's the fact that she's so stubborn, mm-hmm. that to the point where she's almost, like...
A villain in a way?
Yeah. She's almost like the Peggy Hill of fucking... so at one point, there's, like, this... You know the what's the one? The Triwizard Tournament? The... Mm-hmm.
Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire, thank you. Mm. The Rita Skeeter, the reporter?
Yeah.
So she can turn into a beetle. And so she's been, like, she spies on everyone at Hogwarts. Hermione figures it out and captures her in a jar. And is, like, super gleeful about the way she has her. And it's like, oh, well, why can't she just turn into a human and fucking break out? And Hermione's like, the jar's unbreakable. If she tries to become human, she'll die. And she has her sealed in there with, like, this magical glue it's just very, like, and she's, like, so giddy about it, I think. So it's like, she'll die. Like, she's just so...
And, like, in the movies, they portrayed Hermione as, like...
She's just the nerd.
She's just a nerd.
She's, like, borderline Slytherin, you know, in the books.
Yeah.
Well, realistically, like, Gryffindor and Slytherins are pretty much, like...
The same thing.
Two sides of the same coin, like Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw are two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, yeah. So, but supposedly, what they're supposed, like, each character, so, like, Hermione should have been a Ravenclaw, but because of her personality, she became a Gryffindor. Mm-hmm. And then Harry would have been a Slytherin, but because of his personality, he became a Gryffindor. And then Ron is a Hufflepuff, but because his family lineage...
He's a Gryffindor.
He's a Gryffindor. That's the thing. It's just a Gryffindor. Because Gryffindor is the only house that you have to choose to be in. All the other houses, like, you're kind of, I don't want to be in it.
That's like if the hat says you go to it and you just go with it, then you go with it.
But
normally the hat will never say Gryffindor.
Gryffindor, yeah. Like, you have to want to be a Gryffindor. Okay. To be a Gryffindor. Which, I mean, at least that's, like, I want to say, like, it was something I read, like, later on, mm-hmm. after reading the books, I was like, or I think it might have been something Dumbledore said, and they kind of allude to it in the books or the movie, where it's like oh, only a true Gryffindor could have pulled this sword from the, you know, say, because he chose to be a Gryffindor, mm-hmm. so that's what makes you a true Gryffindor. Mm-hmm. It's like it's the loyalty, or you choose, like, it's a courage or something like that, because Hufflepuffs are loyal, the Ravenclaws are smart, mm-hmm. The Slytherins are. I forget, cunning, and the Gryffindors are brave, and part of that bravery is to choose.
You said cunning, not cunting.
Cunting, the cunting. That's the name of the episode. Cunning, not cunting.
Jill laughed at cunning, and I know she doesn't know what cunning means.
Oh god,
she thought, like, the worst thing you could think.
Exactly. Yep, that's true. Oh god. Let me see here. I have a couple of things. There's talks that they're going to be making Shrek 5.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, with the original cast.
I hope so.
That would be fucking cool.
I would love that.
Like,
because Puss in Boots did so good.
Yeah, Puss in Boots was awesome.
Yeah.
Was it? I haven't seen it yet.
We bought it.
I haven't. I just
that shit's like anime, but
yeah.
Pixar.
I need to watch it. There was another Puss in Boots movie too. That was like
DreamWorks.
Yeah. Maybe it was a series, and I think Jasmine was watching the series, and that was just like, this is terrible.
Oh, on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Darley was watching that one time, but this movie, it's like top tier.
Yeah. Me and Jasmine need to sit down and watch it.
You do. It's really good, and like the storyline, you're just like.
We were supposed to go see Super Mario Brothers this weekend.
Oh.
I have a story about that, but let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, people? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And welcome back to the Petering Out Podcast. Don't ever fuck up my intro again.
We were talking about Super Mario Brothers. So I have a couple stories about the Super Mario Brothers movie. So IGN gave it an 8. I think GameSpot gave it an 8 as well. I don't know what it is on Rotten Tomatoes because fuck Rotten Tomatoes. I fucking hate Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Wait, did you say GameStop?
GameSpot.
Spot.
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, since when did GameStop
do GameStop's that? Just doing movie reviews now?
Yeah, I was like, since when?
But it's a video game movie.
Yeah.
That's true.
A lot of people, I did hear some, like, is getting review bombed on Rotten Tomatoes.
I saw 8s.
I don't know. The last I heard was is because it's getting review bombed because it's like, and Nintendo's coming out and like the people that made them DreamWorks is coming, not DreamWorks, Illumination is right. Like, you guys have to remember, yes, it's a nostalgic video game movie, but it's also a kids movie. Mm-hmm. It's not like. It's like Trolls. It's like Despicable Me. It's like it's not.
So people are like, why is Mario not gritty?
Yeah.
He should be cussing, and his crack should be showing. He's a fucking plumber.
That's the name of the episode, Plumber Crack. yeah, but like people are getting upset that it's not the Mario they know and love. It's like, well, it's a fucking kids movie. Don't go in there expecting. Mario's a kid's game.
Yeah. Mario. And it's a new time. There's always a new game. There's always a new story for him.
Like, Mario is one of those things.
It's actually, like, never a new story for him.
No, it's always Bowser steals Princess Peach. Yeah. He's got to fucking save her. Hey, guess what happened this week? Bowser stole Princess Peach. I got to go fucking save her.
Yeah, if they did a TV show, it would be awful.
She's in she's in another fucking castle.
Castle of the week.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I show up. Fucking Toad's here telling me she's another. Yeah. Why the fuck are you here, Toad? Why are you here?
How are you getting here so fast?
How do you know she's in another fucking castle?
You should be the one saving the princess at this point.
You got here before me. Where was she?
You should have just told me you were going to the castle, because then why am I even here?
Why did you say that name? Oh god, yeah. But people are. I mean, I'm hearing good and bad. But like the only bad I'm hearing is like, oh, it's not what I expected.
The irrational bad.
Like, yeah, it's not what I expected. Well, what did you fucking expect? Like too fast, too Mario. Like yeah. Fucking. Like you know.
Expecting too fast, too Mario, and I got Yoshi Drift.
I'm excited to go see it still. Like the whole Chris Pratt thing. Like I said, I was never really like that put off by it. I know you.
I shouldn't have said Yoshi Drift. It should have been Toadstool Drift.
That's what I was thinking.
I really fucked that up. Toadstool Drift was so much better than Yoshi Drift. Oh fuck!
I'm glad you got it out though right now on the show because you would have been at home like not sleeping like fuck. I should have said Toadstool Drift. Later on in the shower, like why did I fucking say Toadstool Drift?
Sometimes I do that on the drive home. I'd be like fuck. I should have said that.
I do that when I'm listening to the show back. I'll listen to the episode and like. Fuck, why didn't I say that? Like, why didn't I say this thing? This would have been so much better. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think because of... it's doing well in theaters. And I think because of the success that it's doing, another franchise wants to make a video game movie. It's funny, you sent it to... I sent it, and then you sent it directly after me.
Oh, like immediately?
Yeah.
I don't remember sending that. That's crazy. That's funny.
My name's gonna love this one.
Yeah. They're doing
the TV
a new
show's good though.
There's a Street Fighter
there's
TV show.
There's three TV shows.
What?
Yeah, the main one actually follows it.
I think it's one on Netflix.
It's on like Asian something. Asian Crush. That's the name of the app on the TV.
Okay, it's so it's like
fucking, I was wondering why the
it shows
on
the backstories of all the characters.
I'd be afraid to download that app.
Just yeah.
But it's on something else. It's either on like Funimation, Crunchyroll. I think it's on Crunchyroll.
No, it's an animated though.
Yeah, it's animated. But there's one on Crunchyroll that
it's
I think.
Okay, yeah, no, because have you seen the animated movie, like the original?
No, I never
like,
seen the movies.
So fucking.
I remember those as like little kid. Yeah, those are awesome.
Those are good. The Street Fighter movie, like rest in peace, Raul Julia. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. He's Gomez Adams forever for me. Uh-huh. He's fucking like, but him as Bison.
Fuck.
We'll see. Okay, and like I knowing this now as an adult, I feel bad about it. But
are they gonna bring back Jean-Claude Van Damme?
They should. He should at least cameo.
He's gonna be Guile. He was Guile, right?
He was Guile. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a perfect Guile.
Raul Julia only took that role because he knew he was dying. It was going to be one of his last movie roles ever. And his kids loved the game. Mm. So he was like, fuck it. Let me be in this movie.
Yeah.
And they wanted him for it. So they did it. So it was like, but that movie is so bad.
Yeah.
Like, that movie is so fucking bad.
But it's a good watch.
It's a good watch. Yes. Yeah. It's a good watch.
Just
but
because it's so bad.
Yeah. Because it's they try to make it a typical Van Damme movie where it's like, he's the hero. He runs in, he kills people. It's like,
yeah,
but it's also adding this cartoon element. It's like fucking E Honda does the fucking, mm-hmm. You know the dive, yeah. The sumo dive that he does.
Yeah,
but he does it so like, I can't even like he's clearly on wires, but it also looks like they launched him from a pad.
The thing with the show is, they're like a crime fighting force.
Yeah, and they're going after Shadowloo.
They're going after Bison.
Yeah, but Bison's the leader of Shadowloo.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, and so pretty much. They pretend like they fight each other every year or so, like a Dragon Ball fucking tournament.
Yeah, in order to.
But like, they pretend they don't know each other. At the same time, they're working together to like fight crime and all this shit.
That's cool.
You know, so it's pretty interesting. It shows the backstories and all that.
Nice. In the original animated movie, it's I don't know I guess it's anime, but like I feel like. Calling it anime is
it
weird.
It felt more like a cartoon than it was anime.
Yeah, it's kind of like walks that border.
The show was like a He-Man type of shit.
Okay.
You know?
I'm going to check it out. But no, the movie, like, I remember the movie got a lot of flack because Vega tries to rape Chun-Li.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, he fucking, like, you break, like, she's in the shower and he breaks in and fucking, I think like Guile mommy. Saves her.
Yeah.
It's a brutal ass scene. It's one of those things, like
he has his little claws on and shit.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? It's a brutal fucking scene. The whole thing, it's a similar thing where they're like, well, Guile and Chun-Li are part of a crime-fighting agency. It's kind of, yeah.
The same shit, then.
Yeah, it's very similar, yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to see them follow, wait, didn't they do another Street, no, they did a Tekken movie, right?
I watched the show on Netflix.
What? Tekken? Mm-hmm. No, they did a movie, though. The movie was garbage, too.
Well, they did the show. It was pretty decent.
No, they did do another Street Fighter movie that didn't do well, either.
Like, they did do, right?
Like it wasn't even as good as, like, the old ones.
Yeah. It was like a modern version of...
Like, they somehow made it worse.
Yeah, I do remember that now. So, yeah, I'm thinking that right.
But what's up with Mortal Kombat, the sequel?
I don't know. That movie was so fucking... If they can do something like Mortal Kombat for Street Fighter...
Because
that new movie was so good.
That was like 2 years ago.
The first movie... But even the first Mortal Kombat movies were better than the Street Fighter movie.
Mm.
Maybe the second one...
Mortal Kombat has more funding, though. They're more like mainstream, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Street Fighter is the biggest fighting game of all time.
Street Fighter is more Japanese.
Sure.
And Mortal Kombat is more Americanized. It's easier for them to translate to an American market. Whereas Street Fighter is kind of like...
Okay, sure.
It kind of does get lost in translation. Let me see here. Did you see the trailer for Blue Beetle?
Yeah. No. It looks decent.
I thought it would look really good, but apparently it's... unapologetically Latino.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
No, either. You know what it was? It was he said something about they didn't want to have Hallmark Latinos in the thing. And I'm like, what's a Hallmark Latino? Because everything,
because
to me, a Hallmark Latino is like. Your stereotypical Latino, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I felt like everyone in this movie was a stereotypical Latino.
Yeah, I mean...
Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle, yeah. Blue Beetle is, he's a DC hero.
Oh, that's... I didn't... Never mind.
And George, but yeah, it's like, it's on his face, get it off his face. It was very, I don't know, the trailer looked good.
Yeah.
The trailer looked good. I just don't understand, I don't get what.
Yeah. It's just the press behind it. Like, they're trying to be like, we're not being racist towards Mexicans. We love Mexicans.
Yeah.
But see, he's a Black Panther.
Maybe. But see, the thing about, for whatever reason, when it comes to Hispanic memes or anything like stereotypical, like Mexicans specifically, I always bring back to, so Mario Odyssey, when he goes to the Southwest town, his hat turns into a sombrero, and you can buy like a full on, like a sarape, and he dresses, it's Mexican Mario, right? And people got offended by Mexican, white people got offended by Mexican Mario.
Yeah.
Mexicans were like, people. Fucking Mexican Mario!
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's funny about
I could cosplay as Mario.
Yeah. Like, a lot of Mexicans don't care. Like, when people make fun of,
A lot of races don't care.
Most races don't care. Like, I think, have we had the Latinx conversation on this show?
Not in a while.
No, okay. there was literally a survey. They did a survey of North and... No, we did it when Ruben was on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about something else, but
they did a survey about this.
All we did talk about,
And like they were like, okay, like how do you feel about Latinx? And they were like, what? Like half the people were like, fuck that word, and the people that didn't say fuck that word didn't know what the fuck it meant.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's especially dumb because gender neutral Latino is just saying Latin. You're Latin.
Yeah. You're not Latino. You're not Latina. You're Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that takes away.
Yeah, you take away the letter, arbitrary letter.
You're an X now.
Why X? Why can't I be a Y? Why can't I be a Latini? How about that? Or an I?
That's the name of the episode. Why can't I be a Latini? Oh shit, I don't know why that just got me. Oh shit, that got me. Oh god. That one got me. Across the Spider-Verse, did you see the new trailer?
No, I didn't watch that one.
Fuck.
I kind of don't want to watch it.
Watch trailers because nowadays they give you the whole movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I like to go in a movie with that's what I did with Coco and that movie. No Way Home, that was like the best movie ever.
Yeah, No Way Home definitely did.
They gave away the whole plot.
Yeah.
No Way Home wasn't even that good.
It was
the Across the Spider-Verse movie, or what is?
Yeah, it's Across the Spider-Verse.
Is that the first one?
No, Into the Spider-Verse was the first one.
Yeah, Into the Spider-Verse. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah, it's so good.
Of course, I'm gonna go see this next movie.
I'm already all in.
Trailer.
Because you're so invested in the Marvel, you kind of have to see the damn movies. You know?
Yeah, that's true too.
And then it's like you also need to watch some movies to complete that puzzle that they left for you in that one movie.
But here's the thing with Marvel: they're kind of eating their own foot because they put the movies out like 2 months later on Disney Plus. So I never really feel like I need to go see it.
Yeah.
It's coming on Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly. Like
that's true.
And then also just the movies have been not great.
They've been mid, yeah. They haven't been terrible, but they haven't been.
It's just not what you expect.
Because they don't have a storyline no more.
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing. They don't have. There's nothing. They're nothing. Yeah.
Phase four.
Like they're just trying to use what they have at this point to build up something bigger than.
Yeah, they were teasing Young Avengers and then like nothing's happened there.
Yeah, it's because,
you know, they've teased so much, and it's just like, oh, well, we're just fucking with you.
Yeah, you know what the issue is? They've teased X-Men, and then it's like X-Men isn't going to be coming until, like, the end of Phase 2.
Yeah.
And it seems like you should have just had X-Men at the beginning of this phase.
Yeah.
And then we could have just gone through this storyline with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because we don't have the Avengers anymore.
Yeah, we don't have the group that we're like tied to anymore.
Yeah. So like, let's bring in the X-Men.
Yeah, which would have been a perfect group to like get attached to now.
Yeah, exactly.
Where now we're just like, now all these characters that they're tying in just feel like, oh, you're just getting rid of the old guys and then just saying, oh, he's that guy now.
Yeah, basically.
Like Falcon. Like, it was like, we really like Falcon, but now you're just saying he's Captain America, that's it?
Yeah.
Or even if it was Bucky, like, I'd prefer if it was Bucky, but I would still feel like, well, he's just
taking play. Yeah. He's just, it's like, okay, he's gone, we're bringing him. He's like, plug and play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Captain America, as a matter of fact, I have, so during an interview, Chris Evans was talking about, they're asking about, you know, his future in the MCU. And he says, there are more Steve Rogers stories to tell. I'm not done with this character. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to do anything now.
So that means you're like, back. How old is he?
Yeah, exactly. He's
like, isn't he like 40? He's only got like 10 more years.
Yeah, it's like, if you're not going to do it now, then
unless he's like injecting fucking...
Shark adrenaline.
What's it called? The stem cells. Stem cells. He's just injecting stem cells every hour of every day into his fucking veins.
You know what? I mean, that's probably how all the Chris's are doing it right now. Yeah. Other than Chris Pratt. Cause Chris Pratt, he's got his good days and he's got his bad days.
Yeah.
Plus, he's Christian, so he wouldn't fuck with stem cells.
Truth. maybe that's why he's against abortions.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Because he doesn't want other people to get the stem cells.
Yep.
He's in a sweet spot where it's just him and the other Chris's getting stem cells. And Joe Rogan.
And Joe Rogan, yeah.
You never know. Arnold's his father-in-law.
I'm scared. Yeah, right? We talked about this. This was a rumored thing that we talked about months ago on the show. They're doing a Minecraft movie starring Jason Momoa.
How the hell can you make a movie?
You know who'd be a good Maui?
He's Minecraft Joe.
Jason Momoa. That would be a good Maui.
Jason Momoa.
It's the same thing as The Rock.
Yeah, it is.
But
he's already got the hair. He's already got the hair.
I can't picture The Rock with hair.
Jason Momoa is just going to look like a dirty Maui.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He's just gonna look like from Game of Thrones.
Jason Momoa is basically just Dirty Rock.
Yeah.
or he's Dirty Roman Reigns. Like, he's just there. He's not like.
That's true. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming it's gonna be an animated thing. I don't think it's gonna be a live action.
It has to be animated.
Minecraft movie.
Oh, Minecraft. Maybe.
Aren't you playing Minecraft?
Yeah, I've been stuck.
I bet they do some shit where he's the only person who's like live action and he's just like in the Minecraft.
It's like Space Jam.
Yeah. He gets Space Jammed into Minecraft.
It's like Jumanji meet Minecraft.
Yeah,
and he's a construction worker in the real life.
Yeah, and he's the one that
And he comes into Minecraft and he's like, this is fucking
it's like
easy.
Fix it feeling.
You know what? You know what? I tried playing Minecraft and I couldn't. Why I couldn't get into it is like, I need to go and break a bunch of stuff to build this thing. Yeah. All right, I built that thing. Now I gotta go break some other stuff. To go.
It's like a cathartic.
Yeah,
it's like a cathartic.
It's like
game.
Fortnite, but without the killing.
Yeah, to me it's just like
when I played, like, dude, I spent 2 hours building this shit. Like, what the fuck, you know? Like, I had to like spend an hour digging it and fucking building it. Like, I gotta do it again.
Yeah, but
you're still playing it.
Yeah, still.
I was
saying,
I was like, he's probably gonna go home and play right
I
now.
I don't know what it is.
But I see these people. Like, have you seen that? Like, there was that guy that built a working PC within Minecraft.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's that redstone, man.
Yeah, like he
he's
like
playing he PC. He built a PC.
So he
in
built
Minecraft.
Like so you know
but
like
it works
what,
and everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
But. So like, he built basically, like,
a PC inside of another PC.
You're saying the game is so like in depth, where like you're combining coppers to make wires.
It's even more rudimentary than that. So he legit at picture. Okay, so basically, binary code is ones and zeros.
Okay.
Right. Ones and zeros are off and on. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Billions of times. That's how the very basic computer language.
Uh-huh.
He built switches. Millions of switches inside Minecraft.
Uh-huh. So he like just got like a whole server to himself, and he just made a computer in one whole server.
Basically,
you use your redstone, and your redstone.
Okay, I'm thinking
when it's
just
like a, when it's a block away from something, it's on. When you move it like two blocks away, it's off. So that's how you do it. Your redstone is your activator.
Yeah, that's basically it. And he created a bunch of dip switches, for lack of a better term.
Oh wow!
And created like so it can actually and it can play Minecraft.
Does it run Windows?
I think it does. But yeah, it's like I see people do that shit and it's like I had a fucking forge to build this like pickaxe.
I built a house that's like four square feet.
Yeah. It's like no. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. Did we watch I sent you guys a trailer for Crime Boss, what is it? Rock All City? The one with Michael Madsen and...
Yeah, it has like a crazy cast, but it didn't look good.
It has a 4 rating by IGN. Yeah.
Wait, this is a movie or is this a game?
It's a game.
Yeah.
And it looked like they were trying to do what Saints Row did, but they didn't do it well.
Right.
Like, they just gave you a crazy cast. The first Saints Row... Hold on. I'm gonna show you the cast in the first Saints Row.
Whenever it's a crazy cast in a game, it's almost always never gonna be good. What? Right. Like the only time it's gotta be a good cast in a game is if it's like the god tier voice actors like Ashley Johnson, Troy Baker, Nolan North.
Yeah, that was wet one. So Mila Kunis, Keith David, Daniel Day Kim, Michael Clark Duncan, Tia Carrera, Michael Rapaport. Fucking, that's like the main cast of characters in the first Saints Row movie or game.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like a crazy fucking cast of just like, and like it felt like this one was even bigger. It was like fucking.
You're talking about the OG Saints Row?
The OG Saints Row, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
On Xbox, the original Xbox. And then this one's got Danny Trejo. It's got fucking, what's his name? Fucking Yondu, your boy.
Michael Rooker.
It's got fucking Chuck Norris. It's got Michael Madsen. It's got fucking Michelle Pfeiffer in it. It's got all these fucking A-list celebrities in it.
I don't know if they're A-list celebrities anymore.
Yeah, Trejo's a
I mean,
now that I think about it, all these names that we said, why do we say all these guys were?
I mean, but they're okay. Okay, they're B or they're still B-list.
They're just old. They're old big names, right?
Yeah,
they used to be A-list, but now they've kind of fallen from grace.
Yeah,
doing it for money, so then that's why this game is ultimately.
Well, no, so apparently, what they're saying is, they're saying that most of the voice acting is spot on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple people that phone it in, but what they're saying is the gameplay wise, it's just so atrocious that it's just like they were like, we got all these names, come play this fucking game. Mm-hmm. What do you do in this game? We don't fucking know. We got all these fucking names.
Yeah, just go through the cutscenes and watch them.
Yeah.
And thanks for the $60.
That's right. Basically it. Yeah, that's basically what that fucking game is.
Later, nerd.
In the last trailer, one of the things that got me, I was like, okay, I'm sold on this fucking game. Like, it was a gameplay trailer, and the gameplay was like, meh, all right. But what sold me in this game was at the end of it, it's like Chuck Norris in a prison, and he's just doing push-ups. Like, and he's just like he's just talking to the guy doing push-ups, and the guy's just walking around him, and he's like the conversation's like a 10-minute conversation, and Chuck Norris is just non-stop doing push-ups at the prison, and then a basketball like flies over, and Chuck Norris like kicks it while he's doing the push-ups, and it goes into orbit, hits a fucking satellite, comes back down, and goes through the hoop. And it's like, and the guy talking to Chuck Norris is like, nice shot, Chief. Like, that's some normal-ass shit that he does on a daily basis. Mm. Like, he just picked it up and went, whoop.
And it goes in. Yeah, he just walk out. He just no-look shots
All
day.
Exactly.
And it's just like one day you'll get those fucking good looks. You know, Spy Kids, walk away, fucking swish. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Let me see here.
Speaking of shitty gameplay, have you seen Dead Island 2?
I have not.
It's actually good. It actually looks really good.
Really?
Yeah, the new stuff.
You scared me with that. I was like, I enjoyed the first one.
Well, just because the original gameplay we saw fucking
was so
15 years ago.
Yeah.
It was so
way
awful.
Ahead of its time, though.
That's true.
No, but back, they showed Dead Island 2, like, has it been like 10 years now?
I want to say it's been...
It was before PS4, right? Because it was like competing with Dying Light.
And you're right.
Dead Island 2 just never came out.
Yeah.
Because the gameplay just looked so bad that nobody wanted to play it.
You know, I still have that song on my fucking Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
From that trailer.
I'm on the bomb and I'm about to blow up. Yep.
Pigeon John.
Yeah. And like last month, they put out some new Dead Island 2 gameplay, it looks really solid. Yeah,
that's a great game.
Much improved at the very least.
Yoda song, Jasmine used to listen to.
Which one?
That Yoda song.
Which one?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a bad lip reading song. Yeah, she was listening to it the other day recently, actually, as a matter of fact. I love that song.
I just thought about it right now.
So, there's a couple things. Okay, I don't know. What do you guys... Okay, I got a Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
I was going to say, I wanted to talk about that.
What? Okay, yeah, they're doing... Blumhouse is going to do it.
It actually looks really good.
What? Yeah, so the people that do... Like,
I feel like you could easily movies, do that movie.
Yeah.
It's fucking Chuck E. Cheese. You're a security guard in Chuck E. Cheese, and all the fucking animatronics are coming to life.
But didn't Nicolas Cage recently just do a movie like that?
Nicolas Cage did one, and it was... I mean... He didn't talk through... He says one word in the whole movie.
But tomato, tomato.
It's not. It's just... No? It's Five Nights at Freddy, but at the same time, it's not. It's just not. Like...
But I'm more excited for Five Nights at Freddy because I've seen, like, some of the game... Like, the clips of the game, and it looks really good.
I played it in VR, and it's a lot of fucking fun. Yeah, it's hard.
Night 4.
Yeah, it's hard.
I've actually never played. I've just seen, like, you guys play it.
It's fun.
What happens at the end of the game? When you beat it, like, what happens?
You just go home. You're just like, all right, like, fucking, oh, I survived job, the job. Here's your 2 week, here's your check.
And your 2 week notice, you gotta survive 2 more weeks.
Exactly. So I got this article, this just popped up on my feed a couple days ago. Yesterday, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me moist. So, we already know how good these fucking PlayStation controllers are. With the haptics.
Oh, the hot
and the feedback.
Cold. Your heartbeat.
Yes. The VR, you tried the VR haptics.
Yeah.
You felt how good they were.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be putting hot and cold features into the controllers.
That's cool. How are you going to know, though?
What do you mean, how are you going to know?
Because, you know, you're going to hold, you're holding it, your hands are already, like, they're already sweaty and hot.
Yeah, but if you feel
like
cold, you're going to feel that.
Yeah, you're going to feel like it cold. And then
yeah, like in God of War, you walk into fucking Niflheim.
Well, I've never played God of War.
Yeah, well, Niflheim's all ice. All right.
Yeah.
It's all ice. So now your controller's dripping water because it's got ice.
Really different all the condensation. Shit. Like
I don't know if it's going to be that cold.
Building condensation the whole time.
You're all getting frostbite.
Let me see here.
My finger falls off.
Let me see. What else are we going to bring up?
That's going to change the game for dudes who put their controller on their nether regions.
Yeah, yep. Was everyone leaving? Let me see. I got one more before we can wrap this. We'll wrap it up from here. I don't know how I feel about this. I was playing some of it for Jello Amiga earlier. Kanye West. They put Kanye West's voice into an AI.
Oh, God.
And they made him sing songs that aren't his. So, and it's... Okay, so
are
I'm gonna...
Are they fire or is it trash?
So here, watch this. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Are you sure I get copyrighted? I'm just kidding.
Did Kanye put out an album of all these AI voices?
Do they
sneak in subliminal Jew hate in
between
lines?
He doesn't hate Jews anymore, okay? He does not hate Jews anymore. So listen to this. Hold on. Write a song, because I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't.
That's cool.
It's Kanye. Yeah. Fucking singing a Justin Bieber song. Yeah, baby, I'll be moving on. Yeah. Yeah.
That just sounds like a song.
Isn't he in the song?
No. That just sounds like Drake.
That sounds like Kanye.
No, I hear Drake.
I hear Drake. Like, I can hear a bit Kanye, but I can hear Drake.
Yeah. All right, that doesn't sound like Kanye. I don't know, but today seems kind of
odd. Nope. I hear Snoop Dogg. Like, it sounds like Snoop Dogg trying to do a Kanye voice. I'm making a chase today to live and taking the pain away. Yeah, that one's fine.
Yeah.
It's kind of like giving you. I think this is
This one kind of. This one got me too, though. Hey.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love right my bed and my like, mom. I'm sorry.
It's trying to be Kanye, but yeah. It's too much Drake.
Nah,
but
the I think that sounds like Kanye because Drake normally does the low voice.
Yeah, but the thing about that is that's not Kanye.
It's Kanye.
It's not. It's an artificial intelligence that fucking mimicked his voice to make those songs.
Yeah, but you know, fucking 3 out of 10 that you showed us, it was good.
It's like the president's playing fucking Minecraft.
Yeah.
But it goes fucking new videos, you know?
But that's like this technology is only getting better and better.
Yeah.
Eventually, eventually, what's going to happen is, okay, we already have clips of Michael saying, hi, I'm Michael and I'm gay. One day, we're just going to be able to, like, type that into a computer and it's Michael's voice and say, like, hi, I'm Michael. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like we can Michael say anything.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And then at this point, okay, I want to say something that's not incriminating, but like at the same time incriminating, and like it's like I killed 15 people yesterday, and someone's like, hey, I have a recording of him saying he killed 15 people yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is and then because the AI and the deepfakes are so good, it's like they can have a video of me and my voice saying I killed 15 people yesterday.
Yeah.
That's and scary.
Yeah.
To think about.
They can have video of me killing 15 people yesterday and be like, this is number 10. You know what I mean? Like, just gleefully counting off killing people. Yeah. And, like, at what point does it fucking stop? You know?
It's just tones, you know what I mean? It's the same as, like AI can make music.
Yeah.
It has to be regulated at some point.
At some point, yeah.
Like, knowing the fucking government, it's always gonna be too late.
Exactly.
Some shit, something bad's gonna happen before they do it.
Exactly.
That's true. Like, isn't, like, Junior was telling me the other day that, like, they could Photoshop, like, your face on other people's face, like, really good now?
Yeah.
So what happens if
what we were doing with Gabriel's face on all our posts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's true, yeah.
Like, it worked well for, like, Gabriel's face fit everything. My face didn't fit shit.
Yeah.
Gabriel's face fit everything. For whatever, like, it's just certain people, their faces fit. And
then they have that and the audio. You're
done. Exactly. You're done.
You're done.
Done, son.
Donezo.
It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
that's scary.
I do want to hear the full versions of these songs now with Kanye singing them, though.
Well, do it yourself. I'm just kidding. Right?
Don't force that shit on us, man.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart, on Twitters at RealPressStart, on Instagram at TheRealPressStart, and on TikTok at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us, anywhere you get your podcasts. And on that note, game over. No more questions.